Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
It's good to have you with us. Thanks for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I'm Brad Brown, and I've got Lindsay Perry with us once again. Lindsay, a question in from Erwin Swinney. Erwin is asking, and it's quite an interesting question. He says, would you recommend that a novice has a week of cutback in the training or just continue on increasing mileage, more specifically related to the weekly LSD? Obviously, a lot of sort of top athletes build in blocks and then they take a week where they cut back slightly. Would that be advisable for a novice runner as well?
Yeah, absolutely. It's more advisable for a novice runner. And the reality is that the elites on the top end of the sport, even though they're training really hard and doing obscene distances, they are much more biomechanically suited and much better conditioned to handle those training loads than a novice is. And so the fact that they need those recovery weeks really just means that a novice cannot afford not to. So what I normally do is there will be an initial phase. So if you're literally just starting out, there will be an initial phase of a real gradual build-up where those recovery weeks won't be built in, but it'll be because of the low-intensity nature and the short duration of those workouts. But once I get to a certain point, and that always depends on the type of athlete that I'm working with, but I'll get to a certain point, and then I will definitely start building in those periods. Now, again, when you read books and you talk to people in the know, people always talk about doing 3 weeks on and 1 week off. But I have experienced over time with some runners, and particular novices, that they often respond much better to 2 weeks of loading and 1 week of recovery. That means that there's a lot more recovery built in, but it also means that they don't get injured and they don't get sick. And so it is something just to keep in the back of your mind, particularly if you are like not just a novice to comrades, but an absolute outright novice to running.
All right, awesome stuff, Erwin. I hope that helps. And if you want to check out those comrades programs that Lindsay does mention, you can get them on comrades.com. There are those sort of weeks built in as well. So go check it out, comrades.com. That's where you can find the training programs. And if you want to be part of the Coach Perry online community, all you need to do is head over to coachperry.com/join. You can get tons of questions answered there. There's a VIP Facebook group as well where you get access to Lindsay. So go check it out, coachperry.com/join. Until next time, from the two of us, it's cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.